This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
B. Steve is a great pro. Awesome attitude. He's a great teammate. He'd probably say he didn't have as good a year this year. But his attitude never wavered. He's out there. Very, very dependable. Good practice player. Tough. Physical guy. He's a free agent. So there's a lot of pressure on him, I think, in his mind.
I feel like great accomplishment by him. You know, 13 straight weeks, you know, he's played pretty much every snap, right? That's an accomplishment because that'd been a challenge for him in the past. So I think he deserves a lot of credit for that. He's played very good football. Big plus.
Big Leak, as I call him, in CB. He's been around the game for a while. Those guys have seen a lot of ball. And just being out there with those guys, you know, it's just another veteran. You could talk to those guys, and not saying that you couldn't do it with Trenton either, talk with him. But obviously those guys have seen more stuff, and that's just based off experience. And that's something, experience is the best teacher in life. And those guys got a little more experience.
Let's work back to front. Or as Metallica would say on Turn It Up Tuesday, back to the front. That was Roquan Smith talking about Big Leak, Malik Harrison, and Chris Board, who were his two kind of sidekicks there in 2024 after Trenton Simpson failed the audition, if you want to call it that. And those two came in, alternated, and once they solidified things, Roquan went off and had another all-pro season after a slow start. But praising for sure, but Malik Harrison to Pittsburgh, Chris Board to the New York Giants, and Ravens had a ton of unrestricted free agents. They were obviously two of them. League year doesn't start until tomorrow as we're still in the throes of, legal tampering.
Mm-hmm.
But Ravens lost a few, and those two guys are gonzo. And Vinny, we'll start with Chris Board. Two stints in Baltimore. Impressed enough to get himself a contract with the New York Giants. What are the Ravens losing by losing Chris Board?
They're losing a veteran guy that's good on special teams and probably good in that locker, you know, good in the linebacker room. But they need to have better than Board and Harrison at the inside linebacker spot. And that's why, you know, Simpson's got to step up. And that's why the linebacker coach got fired, because Simpson went backwards. So, I mean, Bob, neither one was projected to even be a starter. I mean, they had to play out of necessity. And, you know, Malik has a role, and he did his role excellently. You know, because what we always talk about Malik, he's good north-south. You know, if he's got to go lateral or got to go back, he's not that athletic. But if you ask him to go thump a guard or whatever, or fullback, he can do that. Between the tackles, he's a thumper. You can line him up outside at the outside backer, and he can set the edge. Special teams, he can do that. And you know what Pittsburgh will use him for? Same thing. And he's going to lie. He's going to feel very comfortable. He's going to be there with Patrick Queen. So he's going to line up next to him, and he'll play on teams. He'll probably play on rundowns, because if I'm the Ravens and I'm playing against him and he's in there, you know, in the nickel pack, I'm going right after him.
Now, look back 5 years ago, Ravens selected Patrick Queen in the first round and then Malik Harrison in the third round. And I believe it was Harrison said, we're going to be the inside linebacker duo for many years to come. That never really came to fruition. I mean, there's a reason they went and got Roquan Smith and had to bring in L.J. Fortz and guys like that as things progressed. But now they're in Pittsburgh, and to your point, Vinny, Queen's established as a guy. And I guess after a slow start with the Steelers, he played better down the stretch. And Malik Harrison, I guess his role is what it's been in Baltimore the last 2 years. Is that good enough, though? Does there have to be... Because there's no Roquan in that equation, if you get where I'm coming from, in that inside interior of the Pittsburgh linebacking group.
Yeah, well, the thing is they struggled against the run this year. You know, so they can put Malik Harrison in there on the run stuff. Because, you know, I mean, let's face it, Queen is light, you know, in the short. So he's not a great thumper kind of guy. So he needs... Patrick Queen needs to be free so he can run and make plays. That's why he was such a good combo with Roquan. And he'll be that'll help him with Malik, because Malik will be the take-on guy, and he'll step up take-on to let Queen kind of do his thing. So I don't think it's not a bad move. I mean, he's going to be asked probably to do the exact same things he's been doing with the Ravens.
From a Ravens perspective, however, this isn't like, oh, my God, we're screwed. Losing these two guys.
No, because I'm sure they could have paid him if they wanted. I mean, he only got $5 million
right.
a year.
And it's a little thin. We can say that.
Right.
And we'll talk to Kevin
Ostreicher
11 o'clock. But
they have two on scholarship right now.
Yeah, and they'll figure out something, I'm sure, as we get closer and closer to that sort of decision-making process. Also heard from John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about Patrick McCary. Once they signed Ronnie, it appeared as though, well, we kind of knew it was a foregone conclusion now in Jacksonville. But, hey, look, he was a contributor and a solid performer for the Ravens for many, many years. They even rewarded him with a nice contract for being a utility player.
Yeah, he got 3 years, $18 million, I think it was.
Now Jacksonville gives him some life-changing money.
Yeah, hey, you got to be happy for the guy. You know, I mean,
cool
if you're the Ravens or Ravens fans, you're happy because, you know what, he got paid. And he was always that Sixth Man of the Year award winner for the Ravens. And, you know, there was debate this past year. Was he one of the best five? Yes. But people didn't want to play him because he was so valuable, because he could play every spot. And now he gets good money, and he deserves it. Because he was, I think he missed one game the whole season this year. So, good for him. He was an undrafted free agent. Now he's making big bucks. Good. Hey, I mean, that's a happy day for that kid and his family.
Yeah, thumbs up to you, Patrick McCary. Thanks for contributing to some good Ravens teams, very good Ravens teams, and best of luck in Jacksonville. We started the show with Eric DaCosta talking about B. Steve, Brandon Stevens, and we figured he was on his way out the door as well. He goes to the Jets. All right. But Vinny.
Yeah.
The financial terms were pretty. I saw it. I'm like, because I got texted. I'm like, huh? What?
Oh,
who?
Yeah.
Where? What? Why? What? How? What? Where? And then you're like, well, there are the Jets, but maybe there's something seen that he gave up almost 1,000 yards receiving as target last year.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, I did the same thing you did when I saw it, and I saw the money. Said, what?
Yeah.
What, $12 million a year? Something? You know, and Aaron Glenn, the Jets head coach, he wants to play a ton of man coverage. You know, and Bob, who's on the other side of him?
Sauce Gardner.
So who do people not throw at?
Sauce Gardner.
So, and who they're going to throw on all day? I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't get that one. I don't get that one at all.
I mean, he's a physical player, as we know, and, you know, started as a safety, but out of necessity, moved to cornerback and did well in 23 because Marlon, as you pointed out many times, did not. But this past season, he was getting smoked a lot.
Well, I mean, it was to the point where if he was man-to-man on the outside, throw it up or it's a PI,
yep.
One or the other. You know, I mean, that's how bad it was. And I mean, it was ugly. You know, and then he was missing tackles and stuff too. I think he probably lost a lot of confidence out there. So down deep, are the Ravens sad he's gone? No. Would they have brought him back? Probably if he had nowhere else to go.
But he's gone, though, so it's a moot point now. Ravens lost a couple other players, which we'll get into. Legal tampering is rolling along. Sam Darnold, $100 million to Seattle, 3-year deal. Hey-o.
Well, that's basically the Baker deal, yeah. Baker Mayfield deal. So he's got Kubiak. I mean, it kind of, you know, if you follow who the coaches are and stuff, it kind of works. Because Clint Kubiak was with Darnold in L.A. at the Rams. And then Darnold went to the Vikings. So they take him. They were trying to get a deal done, you know, with Seattle's quarterback.
Geno Smith.
Yeah, they couldn't get a deal done with Geno, and the Raiders hadn't gotten a deal done with Geno yet either. So when they didn't, they traded, got a third-round pick. They got to me, that deal was done with Sam Darnold, because you don't trade him unless you're 99.9% that you got a guy. And then they felt good about that. So they traded him, and supposedly Aaron Rodgers is supposed to go to Pittsburgh today. We'll find out.
Justin Fields goes to the Jets.
Yeah.
We were talking about him yesterday. Nolan, of course, was part of the conversation before we hit the break. There's intrigue, but chances are running out of chances for Justin Fields to prove that he can be effective as a starter in this league.
Well, if he's not good, Bob, I was talking to people at the Jets. If he's not good, they can get out of it after a year. So it's trial, you know, and error there. And he played with Wilson, you know, at Ohio State, so he's got some familiarity there. My biggest concern with him is the accuracy, you know, the consistency throwing the football. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, New England, they went and got about 10 dudes. You know, I mean, they were throwing money around left and right. So, and I, Bob, I'm kind of with you, what you said yesterday. I mean, I see Buffalo and then it's everybody else.
Yeah, fighting it if two is healthy, then Miami, right, probably the second best. But we'll get into all of the free agency moves. Any problems with the Ravens have done or not done? So far, give us a call, 410-583-1057. Terps taking on the undetermined opponent on Friday, 6:30. ACC, Big Ten Tournament, Kevin Willard, head coach of the 11th-ranked Turtles, bottom of the hour. Orioles last night beat the Pirates. Samuel Basayo hit a missile to right center field. Will he come north with the team? Probably not. Will he make his major league debut with the Birds this year? Probably. Garrett Cole's official. He's getting Tommy John surgery today. Done for the season. Luis Hill, he's going to be out three months, maybe. So all of a sudden, the top two teams in the American League East projected have major injury problems. And right now, who's been affected the most?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Host, what's the deal with all these songs about? Anyway, so get your call, loud song request 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Applause for text line. Kevin Willard, head basketball coach of the Terps, ranked number 11 in yesterday's polls. How about Jerry Palm got him a 4 seed all of a sudden?
Whoa,
yes, he did. Can't come up with no more excuses. They're kind of Nolan. I don't know if this is just them wishful thinking it. But a lot of these bracketologies got Maryland as the 4 seed in the East with Duke the number 1 seed. Little revisiting of the 2000, early 2000 sort of thing here.
Is that not on the committee's mind as well, though?
Sure.
Don't they sort of try to look into the future a little bit with the Sweet 16 potential matchups?
And I don't think they played Duke since they left the ACC. They played at Carolina, the Mello Trimble Diamond Stone team, when Maryland's ranked number 2 and lost.
Right.
But, yeah, they haven't played Duke in a long, long time. So that would be, and I don't hate them as much as I used to. It's still in there.
Oh, it would have been.
Oh, it's in there.
Especially with Maryland being this good. I mean, if they were like an 8 or a 9 and ran into a number 1 Duke, it'd be a little bit different.
Yeah, now we're talking Sweet 16 matchup.
Right.
Cooper Flagg and Queen were teammates in high school. Oh, it's in there. Oh, the hatred's there. All it takes is a little spark. And that would certainly set off the inferno. Orioles win last night 6-3. Sammy Basayo hit a bomb 3-run shot. Jackson Holliday had 2 knocks as the Orioles take out the Pirates. Taking on the Yankees today, 105. Game is on Madison, so we'll keep you up to date on the highlights as we can describe them to you. Speaking of the Yankees, Gerrit Cole out for the year having surgery today. Tremendous setback to their rotation. Good thing is they didn't trade Stroman and they signed Max Fried.
Well, and then, Bob, I guess if you had to have it happen during spring training where you got a chance to kind of regroup and stuff because...
Well, now you know what hand you're dealt.
No doubt.
Where the Orioles are waiting on cortisone shots, if you know what I'm saying.
Because, like, in the locker room, I'm sure when you hear the news, it's like a total... It's like, oh, what the F are we going to do now? You know, and then, all right, it is what it is. We got to go.
Maybe the best rotation in baseball... decimated. Yep. I mean, Heel, let's not forget, rookie of the year.
And he's out, what, 3 months?
Yeah, so we'll go. All right, let's get out to the phones. NFL free agency very much alive. League year starts tomorrow, so all of these deals that we're reading about and telling you about become official here in the next few hours, or 24 to 48 anyway. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up, Bob and Vinny?
What's up, Rashawn?
There ain't nothing much going on, man. Hey, so I know I texted you yesterday, Bob, about Reese, right?
Yeah.
You know, about him. I know he's a senior, but you say he can come back.
Yeah, his freshman year was the COVID follow-up year, 2021. So he was granted an extra year. But based on, we were talking to Keith Kavanaugh about this on Friday from Terrapin Times. I'm not getting any indication he's coming back because Kevin Willard was definitely talking in absolutes that was his last game at the Xfinity Center. But the option is certainly there for him if he chooses to take it. And I'm guessing he'd be paid handsomely to come back for a 5th season. Look at the kid Broom in Auburn, 5 years in. I mean, sometimes Hunter Dickinson at Kansas. I mean, you know, you remember the old term peaked in high school? Hey, peak in college, get paid, and then go play overseas and, you know, add to that bank account. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if he's smart, I'd come back, you know, because we'd rather do that or play in the G League somewhere, you know, or come back, you know, hopefully help Maryland compete for a national championship next year.
And you can make a lot more money at Maryland than you can at any of those other places.
Yeah, he's loaded. I mean, like, his sister got money. His sister's looking out for him, so he's not hurting for cash.
Well, his sister left Maryland because of money.
Right, you know, but she got all them endorsements and everything like that, you know.
So,
I mean, yeah. And, on to free agency a little bit, man. This is crazy how these players just throwing all this money around, man. Like, I was a person, I was hoping like somebody like Khalil Mack could have came to the Ravens for a season, but not for $18 million, though.
He was never leaving, you know. I mean, they wanted him back, and he wanted to go back, so that's just about the money then.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, he's going to stay in L.A., you know, nice weather and everything, man. But, like I said, I mean, and as far as, like, everybody's talking about the Commanders, what they're going to do next year. I mean, they went out, like, what they did. Like, they got the Larry Tunsil, whatever his name. I hope I'm pronouncing his name.
Right?
Laramie Tunsil.
Tunsil. And then they signed the broke-down old, the guy from 49ers.
Debo.
Like,
He's not old. Hey, we got to roll, Rashawn, because we got Kevin Willard calling in here in a couple minutes. I don't think Debo's broken down.
I just think maybe
his desire's not what it was.
He's been hurt a lot.
Sure. But old, broken down.
He's only 29, yeah.
Yeah, he was part of that 2019 wide receiver class. It was him, Metcalf, A.J. Brown. Hollywood was the first receiver taken. N'Keal Harry. I don't even know if he's in the league.
Arizona State.
Yeah, but everyone has moved on from their drafted destinations. Well, speaking of Maryland, Kevin Willard, head coach, joins us next. We'll preview the Big Ten tournament with him, possible seeding in the Big Dance. And then Kevin Ostreicher from USA Today. We'll talk about the Ravens free agent fun. Has it been fun for them so far? I think keeping Ronnie Stanley's probably outweighs everything they've lost at this time. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Coach Kevin Willard. Coach, what's happening? Good morning, and congratulations on a great regular season.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a fun group to coach, and you know we're excited about postseason play.
Now, you've got the awards and honors postseason coming out here today, I believe it is. Who deserves stuff? How many first-teamers? You said last week Derek Queens would be Freshman of the Year in the Big Ten. How many of your players should be recognized for achievement this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to be biased and think all my guys should get it, but I think in the reality, if you look at how deep this league is and how talented and how many good players there are in this league, you know, I think Julian Reese should definitely be up there. I just think how consistent he's been all year long, battling the bigs in this conference. I think he's just been phenomenal. You know, my backcourt has been great. Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice have had really good years for the first time going through the Big Ten. And I definitely, I'm so biased on Derek Queen. I think he definitely should be a Freshman of the Year. He's leading us in points and rebounds in a team that finished second in the conference. I just think he needs to get rewarded.
Now, you got the number two seed, as you said, and, you know, watching, you know, Sunday's game, Michigan State, Michigan, we knew the import of it after you guys handled your business against Northwestern in the home finale there. But, you know, 1-3 to start, struggles on the road, well documented, which I'm sure you were made aware of by various media outlets for sure. I don't want to say you want to take a victory lap because there's still work to be done, but when you start at 1-3, the criticisms for not winning away the Xfinity Center, winning away from, rather, the Xfinity Center, you know, what are you thinking now heading into neutral sites for the rest of your season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing was, you know, unfortunately, starting 1-3 was really tough, and really it was 3 in a row on the road, so it kind of put us in, you know, we just couldn't build momentum early in the conference schedule starting on the road. And, you know, we were so close. We were close at Purdue. We had an 8-point lead at Washington, had a 3-point lead at Oregon. And I just kind of, you know, I had a lot of confidence in these guys. And I felt like, you know, I just had to give them time and just let them know that once they figure out how to win on the road, that, you know, we'd be really good at it. And I think that was the biggest thing that I learned was, like, you know, just be a little patient with this team and, you know, let them figure it out and let them understand, you know, really kind of what the Big Ten's all about. And that was the biggest thing for me. And now going into neutral site play, it's like I have a lot of confidence in these guys because they've figured out, you know, just how to be tough, how to overcome runs, how to battle crowds. It's been a lot of fun to watch them grow.
Now, do you, like, you know, I'm 60, full disclosure. I grew up with the ACC, and Maryland was always the outsider team in the old traditional ACC of six, seven, eight teams, et cetera, et cetera. When you get to the neutral sites, the Indianas or whatever, the tournament might be played, Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. Does Maryland still kind of get that outsider vibe from the air quotes coach, traditional Big Ten fans?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I think it's not an outsider vibe. I think what the biggest difference is going through now, Minnesota and Chicago, is there's a home court advantage for the Indianas, Michigan, Michigan States. So it's a little different vibe in the fact that it's just, you know, you're going up against really a road team because, you know, their fans are, it's so easy for them to travel, especially Indiana and the Michigan fans.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, number 11, Maryland, number 2 seed, Big Ten tournament. Their opener is 6:30-ish Friday night, a game you can hear, 105.7 The Fan. Opponent to be determined. You talked about it, Kevin, after the game against Northwestern Saturday afternoon. Long breaks have been kind of an issue, and you're going to be 6 days between tips when you get back on the floor on a Friday night. What do you do this week to remedy that dilemma for your team?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, you know, we were a little tired going towards the end of the season. So I think this break's a little bit different in the fact that, you know, we could use a couple days off. You know, the starters have been playing a lot of minutes. You know, mentally it was a grind, you know, losing that tough one against Michigan State, but then going back on the road and winning two huge games. So I think, you know, this break was good. We've taken a couple days off, and these guys are ready to kind of get back after it.
Hey, Kevin, talk to us about, you know, like probably with your coaching staff, how do you prepare for three teams? Are you guys studying all three? You watching films? You getting game plans for all three? And are you prepping your players for a specific team, or you just kind of, you know, working on you?
No, mostly on us right now. You know, the good thing about it is we've played Ohio State twice, so we have a good feel for what they do. We just played Iowa 2 weeks ago, so they're kind of close. We'll probably spend a little bit more time on Illinois just because we haven't played them in so long, so we'll kind of get fresh with their actions. But most of it today and tomorrow will be just kind of focusing on us and getting back into a good rhythm.
Now, Kevin, we know you're busy, so we're not going to waste your time with any nonsense questions, except for this one. Jerry Palm, we talked about him a couple of weeks ago, had you guys as a 7. All of a sudden this morning, and I believe it was timestamp like 4:35, he's got you as a 4 seed with Duke possibly looming, which would be great, speaking of that old ACC stuff. So how much have you recognized the street cred, if you will, that you're starting to get from the bracketologists? Because the numbers have kind of talked you up all season long anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the good thing about just following the numbers and kind of being focused on where we are. You know, the Michigan State loss was brutal, but I think everyone kind of then started really looking at what we had done, losing at the buzzer at Northwestern, losing at the buzzer against Ohio State. So 3 losses in Big Ten play, our last 3 losses were all buzzer beaters. So I think it gave people a chance to really kind of dig down into our numbers and see how good of a team we are.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, Friday night, 6:30-ish, on the Fan, opponent to be determined. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck, obviously, in the Big Ten tournament. And then, obviously, when we talk to you next week, you'll be dancing somewhere. We'll be figuring out what the dance partner is going to be all about there, too.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
There's Kevin Willard. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Reset for you when we come back. NFL free agency, hot and heavy, rolling on. Trades are happening as we speak. Kevin Allstriker, our other Tuesday Kevin, joins us top of the hour. USA Today, signing Ronnie. I'm guessing it's a bigger deal than losing whoever they've lost so far. But who's coming in next? Who's the next new Raven? Towson lost last night, 82-72, and, you know, we'll talk more in depth about it as the week progresses. But, you know, you go in these mid-major conferences in the CAA, it's one of them, 17-2, You beat Delaware twice, lose to them on an off night, you're done.
Yeah.
There's no at-large bid coming out of these leagues. And I think, and we'll talk to Frank Burleson later in the show, longtime Hall of Fame college basketball writer, whether expansion of the tournament benefits teams like a Towson. I mean, you win your league, you dominate, and all of a sudden, for 3 days, like Delaware's the 12th seed, and they play UNC Wilmington tonight for a chance to go to the dance. That expanding the tournament gives, because Pat Scarry's had teams that have been good enough to get to the tournament, but you got to earn your way in by winning your league, and they haven't been able to do it. So very, very frustrating loss. I mean, I was kind of yelling. I had the two TV in it, Nolan, yesterday. Had the Orioles on one, Tigers on the other. I was yelling at the TV like it was the Terps. It's like, what are you doing? It's getting very profane. Watch it. They were never in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just never seemed as though they were in control of the game. They're always playing from behind and uphill. And I think it got to them a little bit.
How many more teams could they add? I mean, they already got, what, 68?
They're already talking expansion. I mean, Gary Williams said years ago, might as well just leave the entirety of the college field in there. Because we're smart enough as a society, I figure, to whittle it down. Remember having too many teams in and extending? You could extend the tournament another week, which means more money. It's all about the money. Well, you know, the cats got them at school. We don't hear that one anymore, do we?
No.
College teams play like, they're like they play NFL seasons.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're going to get that level with college basketball, but another week to add a few more teams to the March Madness thing, more money you can bet, more network dough coming your way. It's going to happen sooner or later. It doesn't sound like it's happening anytime soon, but it's an eventual reality, I would assume.
I don't. What do you think of that? No, I mean, we got so many teams now. I guess for like the Towson, you know, the people that lose in the playoffs that are only one, I feel bad for them.
Sure.
That's where you would, that's where they deserve probably a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you feel bad, but when it comes time to expanding, you'd have to implement rules that prefers those smaller schools, because if you just expand it by a couple more teams, well, then it's going to be like your top NIT teams are going to get in. To me, that would be a deserving case.
Where a Towson gets hosed, I'm sorry, Nolan, or a, you know, insert mid-major team here, because major conference, Indiana, North Carolina, these 500 or below in these Power Four conferences, they're figuring out ways to get them in at the expense of a Towson. You know what I mean? Well, and what if happens if a slappy wins, say North? Ohio State gets hot. Actually, bad example. Who's in Michigan State's bracket? I'll tell you right now. Let's say, et cetera, Michigan State. Say Indiana gets hot. Oh, no, Northwestern. And they win the Big Ten tournament. They get the automatic bid.
Mm-hmm.
And then bubble teams are bursting all over the place. They're not counting on Northwestern to make this run. I don't know.
I think if you're going to add more of the mid-majors, it should be additional play-in lines. Because let's be honest, do you really want, from an entertainment standpoint, more of those teams in? I feel like you've got the perfect balance right now, where occasionally your 15s win.
Those
We've
teams.
Seen 16 seeds win those twice. Teams. But you see it all the time. Like, okay, they get hot, they make the Sweet 16, and then they get absolutely creamed by a one seed or a two seed, and it's a free pass to the Elite Eight for that team.
Well, to me, the coolest thing during the tournament, like the first 2 weeks, is the teams that upset.
Yeah.
You know, one,
you've got the perfect amount right now.
Because they're the talk of the country for 2 weeks or whatever until the real teams get going.
Yeah, I mean, you like your upsets.
Yes.
For the first weekend. And then let's get real. But let's not forget just 2 years ago, let's see, Miami made the Final Four as a 5 seed. Florida Atlantic as a 9 seed. San Diego State as a 5 seed.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, from a, you know, ratings perspective, and what do they care? They've already spent their money. You know, it might not be aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, let's, okay, get your upsets in first couple rounds, but I want to see the big boys once we get into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
Right, that was just like college football. They were happy as hell.
By the way, watch out for Gonzaga out there on the West Coast all of a sudden. Maybe not the powerhouse team they've been, but they beat San Francisco last night. They have beaten the Dons 33 straight times.
Oof.
Needless to say, that's not necessarily a rivalry for sure. Anyway, before we get to top of the hour, Kevin Ostreicher is going to be joining us. We'll talk more about college hoops with Frank and then, of course, during the whip. Najee Harris goes to the Chargers, leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I like that signing for the Chargers. You know, and I was reading a story that Jim Harbaugh recruited him when he was at Michigan, and it was between Michigan and Alabama, and he went to Alabama. So he says now he gets reunited with a guy that he knows. And Najee will fit good in G-Row's offense. They want to run it, and he's a big, he's a younger Gus Bus is probably what it is. So I think that's a very good signing, and they got a hell of an offensive line. So I think that's a good signing for them, and it's a good spot for Najee.
Yeah, and you have a play action. We have a quarterback who we consider to be on the verge of elite status, if we want to use that word, in Justin Herbert. But play action becomes, because that's a G-Row staple, right? Using that
No doubt about it. And then I think I think in the draft they would love to get Loveland. Love to get Loveland, the Michigan tight end.
Love to love you, baby.
Yeah. You know, so they would like to get him. And then, you know, they need to get another receiver. And they should be a lot better. It's going to be that division, I think, is going to be one of the most competitive. You know, having Pete Carroll in there now is going to get the Raiders better. You know, and the Chargers are good. The Chiefs are good. And, you know, so that's going to be a very interesting division.
Now, we talked about the Steelers earlier, more of the Malik Harris and Patrick Queen reuniting, and it feels so good there in the Steel City. But quarterback's still undetermined, but it looks like the momentum is starting to say Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Daniel Jones, Bob, is finalizing a one-year, $14 million deal with the Indianapolis Colts.
So Daniel Jones, first-round pick of the Giants, practice squad Vikings, now goes to the Colts to compete with Anthony Richardson. I guess the fight in Flacco's ends after 1 year in Indy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a smart move by Daniel Jones. You know, because if I stay at Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy's going to get that job eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, you know, I can go, he wants to play for two more years. So where does he got a chance? Minnesota, he doesn't really have a chance. Minnesota, it's just kind of like get J.J. up to speed type thing. And with Pittsburgh, he may have a chance to stay for 2 years in Pittsburgh.
And we'll talk about, and we were talking yesterday before we get to the top of the hour. I'm not scared of that as a Ravens fan. That doesn't scare me.
Yeah, what would the receivers do?
But neither does Jaylen Warren, with all due respect to him running the football.
And their O-line.
And their defense getting a little old.
Yes, it is. And the Ravens ran the ball on them pretty effectively.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Will keep you up to date on all the NFL free agent activity. But Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today Ravens Wire, talks about Baltimore's movement so far. Whip around as we said, 11:15. And then your phone calls at 11:30. 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Oh, and I got the Orioles lineup.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.